Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast press release. August 15th, a glorious day whose fruits are being wasted. August 15th marks the third anniversary of the fall of the Republic regime and the entry of the Mujahideen into Kabul. This day is considered a historic and blessed day, not only because of the defeat of the occupation, but also due to the fall of the Republic regime. This day presented an opportunity for Afghanistan, in unity with Central Asia and Pakistan, to transform into a powerful caliphate and/or khilafah. However, unfortunately, over the past 3 years, Western powers, treacherous regional rulers, and ill-favored elements have tried to divert the ruling system from this goal. Some at that time referred to this event as Nusra, support from Allah, just as the term Nusra is literally defined as rainwater that irrigates and revives the land. The hope of all Muslims worldwide was to witness a quote rain of mercy end quote through the establishment of the Islamic Caliphate entered in Afghanistan. And as a Shari'i term, it means the help and aid of the powerful who has the authority of a certain state entity to empower the Islamic rule and to protect it. However, to this day, one unfortunately cannot observe the evidence of Nusra or that reign of mercy, but only what can be described as forceful domination. One of the hikmah and beauties of Nusra is that it would lead to firm settlement of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Muslims would inherit the leadership of the earth with the state being engaged in waging jihad to proclaim the deen of Islam, elevate the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, achieve victories, eliminate the borders, defend the blood and sanctities of Muslims, and finally leading people to enter Islam or Darul Islam in large numbers. However, in the past 3 years, the current regime has not fully and comprehensively implemented Islam in the areas of governance, economy, education, society, and foreign policy. It has remained confined within its borders, suspending jihad, failed to defend the oppressed in East Turkestan, Central Asia, Palestine, and other lines, and has practically sought to integrate itself into the global order, which is fundamentally secular. In these 3 years, not only have people not entered Islam in large numbers, but millions of people have fled our land to the west. Were the Mujahideen not the ones who defeated NATO like the armies of the Ahzab? Yet today we see that fear from Mujahideen is diminishing from the hearts of the enemy day by day. This is the result of practicing non-Islamic policies. When the Ahzab were defeated, the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ did not turn to them to reconcile. Neither did he seek their assistance nor appeal the recognition and or legitimacy from them. He ﷺ was neither indulgent with the disbelievers nor hard on the Muslims and da'wah carriers, unlike all the Muslim rulers of today. They are friendly with the kuffar and imprison Muslims for unjust reasons. Instead, he declared, "الآن نغروهم ولا يغرونا نحن نسير إليهم." Now we will go to war with them, and they will no longer come to war with us. We are advancing towards them, as said in Sahih al-Bukhari. We understand that among the Mujahideen, there are sincere leaders who are genuinely concerned about Islam, and there is no doubt about their honest intentions. However, by not implementing and carrying Islam, even the sincerest hearts become tarnished in the long run, and the opportunity for goodness, khair, and triumph will be lost. Although justifications are made that, quote, preparations and arrangements for implementing and carrying Islam are underway and that there should be no immediate haste, end quote, we declare that 3 years is a long time for accomplishing fundamental tasks and fully implementing and carrying Islam. As the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who has been the role model of statecraft for Muslims, took the first step in state building by obtaining the legitimate allegiance, bay'ah, from the people, influential leaders, and the people of power. The next step was to define the fundamental principles and red lines of Islamic governance so that the Islamic State would be distinguished from other states. In the first 3 years, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam glorified the concept of ummah, laid the foundations of state governance, and made it clear in his foreign policy that the purpose of the state is to proclaim the deen, and the way to achieve this is through waging qital, fighting, and jihad. For this reason, within 3 years, the army of the Islamic State was sent beyond its borders in several expeditions and battles, and in the Battle of Badr in the second year of Hijrah. Despite limited military resources, they defeated the polytheists of Quraysh. Unfortunately, in the past 3 years, the fundamental principles of governance have not been clarified, and some leaders of the current regime have practically focused their efforts not on implementing Islam and guiding the people, but on suppressing the people, silencing the da'wah carriers, and competing for power between their own ranks. We once again remind our Mujahideen brothers, as our deen, Islam, is all about sincere advice. The opportunity has not yet been lost to transform the dominance into Nusra if we lay the covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the foundation of governance and acquire the qualities of true believers. We believe that there is great goodness among the Mujahideen, and sincerity and piety are prevalent among them. Therefore, it is necessary to use their power, which is an amana from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to implement and carry Islam. If Islam is not implemented, the Mujahideen and the common public will become corrupt and divided. And on the day of resurrection, who will bear the responsibility for those who lived even one day without a caliph and without the implementation of Islam in the presence of Allah al-Jabbar? Media Office of Hizb-e-Tahrir in Wilayah Afghanistan.